and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've joined us again this time, and we're looking in our study here in the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. We ended up here last time in verse number 40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace, the favor of God was upon him. Here the Lord Jesus Christ, born of his mother in Bethlehem, circumcised the eighth day according to the law, brought to Jerusalem. We saw Simeon's reaction and the blessing of his testimony about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Sister Anna there in the temple also, and her being blessed by having seen the Savior too, and they rejoice in the Lord. Joseph and Mary, it's been a whirlwind month or so with going down to Bethlehem, the Lord Jesus being born, what the shepherds said and so on, and then those things in Jerusalem. They've gone on back to Nazareth, and now years are going to tick off. Years are going to tick off. And we have here in this gospel an account of the Lord Jesus Christ about a little bit less than halfway from the time that he was born to the time that he begins his ministry. And so let's read. Verse 41 of Luke 2. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. So they were diligent about that, always going to the Passover. The Lord Jesus for 30 years going, or in his young life, going to the Passover, and I'm sure every year he did. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. After the custom of the feast. And so they would go at the beginning of the year for the Jews, and that middle of the month, they would go there for the Passover. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And so what they would do is, it's just as families do, those from Nazareth would be traveling together, and maybe there would be kin along the way from other cities that they would hook up with and travel together. And so they just went around in a big wad of people moving that direction, just knowing that their child was with this one or that one or the other. And so Jesus is 12 years old, and so he's of an age that he can take care of himself. And so they had no thought or worry of it. And so they didn't know that this time he decided to stay in Jerusalem. He tarried behind in Jerusalem, and they didn't know it. Verse 44, but they, supposing to have been within the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And so about a day later, they say, where is he? It's time for us to get camp and get over here and get set up for our bedding down for the night and eating and all that, because it was, you know, they were walking and camping along the way, and they get a day out from Jerusalem. They can't find the Lord Jesus. They thought he would maybe been with some of their kin or their friends. And so when they didn't find him, they turn around and head back towards Jerusalem to see if they can find him. Verse 46, and it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. And so they had a day to go back and another 2 days looking in Jerusalem for him, trying to find their son. And so you can imagine the shape that they're in. I mean, they're wondering, where is he? Where is he? They find him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And so here in the temple, you've got the elderly, the aged, the wise, doctors of the law. And there's Jesus at 12 years old asking questions about the law, asking questions about the Word of God, and listening to them speak about the Word of God. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Where did he get that? Well, Jesus went to synagogue at home, didn't he? He went to synagogue at home and he heard the word of the Lord read. He, even when he was of an age and stood up for to read, the scripture tells us, and would be found there in the synagogue reading the word of God. They were astonished at how understanding of the word of God he was and the answers that he would give as they would pose questions. And when they saw him, that is Joseph and Mary, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And so we see here a contrast. And of course it would be that Joseph would be called his father. It would be natural for those of Nazareth and their kin and acquaintance, for Mary to refer to Joseph as the Lord Jesus' father. And on earth he was his stepfather indeed. But here the Lord Jesus Christ makes it very clear. It said, why did you seek for me? Why did you seek for me? Don't you know? Do you not want me to be about my father's business? And his father's business is not talking about Joseph, but he's talking about God Almighty, his heavenly father, his father indeed, the father to whom he was born. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. They didn't get it. They didn't understand it. We understand it now, but they didn't understand it then. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So the Lord Jesus Christ, they not understanding, said, I don't know if they made a rebuttal or not, but they didn't understand, well, you mean your father's business. And so at that age, Jesus went back. He went back to Nazareth. He was subject to them. He was an obedient son in every way. And Mary had some more things now to ponder and roll around in her heart. The things that Brother Simeon said, the things that the shepherds said, the things that Anna said, the things that the angel Gabriel had said, and then this that the Lord Jesus Christ did and said. She mulled them over in her heart, wondering what this child would become. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And of course he would. He was divine and is divine. No sin. This child did not disobey. This child did not cry when he was a babe, did not cry unless there was a reason. This child was different than any other. We come to chapter 3 in Luke and verse number 1. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. So now, it's fast forward for another 17, 18 years. We're going to go forward in time, 18 years, big block of time. John the Baptist has been down there in the hill country of Judea being raised up and taught of the Lord in the desert places, in the deserted places. He's been out there in the wilderness. How all that was with John, I don't know. How long John's ministry is, I don't know. I don't know if his ministry was from the time, say, he was 18 or 20, till the time he was 30-some. Remember, he's only 6 months older than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it tells us the time here. Very definitely, Luke writes about Tiberius Caesar being the Caesar, and then Pontius Pilate being the governor, and how it is that the word of God came unto John in the wilderness and is filling him to do what he has called him to do. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And so at this time, and maybe we could, with this beginning of the reign or the 15th year of Tiberius, we could find out possibly the age of John the Baptist when he began his ministry. Nonetheless, he began his ministry preaching the word of the Lord, preaching the baptism because of repentance and the baptism because of the remission of sins. Now, it reads here, baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, but that word for is easily substituted for the word because, and that's the meaning here in the Old English, because of the remission of sins. Nobody has their sins remitted because of being baptized. It's just that way. As baptism, the dunking in the water, is indeed obedience to our Lord, showing what Christ has already done for the sinner. But the dunking in water does not wash away sins. This is a spiritual affair, and accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you will, the Lord Jesus Christ immersing one in the Spirit of God. That's the definition of salvation, is the Spirit of God living within. And by the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, the accomplishing of his gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ is that by which sinners are saved, not by what we do. We follow our Lord in baptism to show what's been done already and to publicly identify and witness of Christ. And so John is preaching this baptism, the baptism that comes because of one that has repented, because their sins have been forgiven by repentance and faith in the Messiah that John preaches. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And so that's the message that John preaches. John preaches, save yourself from this untoward generation. He says, flee the wrath to come. Look unto this one that is at hand, that is coming, or rather that is at hand, and look to him. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That is John's message. And it was prophesied that John would come, and I'm sure as we looked in earlier times, we saw about Zechariah during that 9 months of his waiting for his son to be born, and while he was mute, no doubt he was looking into the Word of God to see the prophecies about the Savior and the prophecies about his own son. It's time. John has come, and John is preaching ahead of the Lord Jesus Christ being at hand. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the Word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.